Well, here's a little story that I shared on the feast day of the Immaculate Conception. Catching some rays on a warm spring day, the priest was sitting directly behind a statue of the Blessed Mother in the parish yard. The parish school was just letting out, and little Janie came by and stopped in front of the statue. She prayed, "Oh Virgin Mary, can I bring Susie to the parish picnic in June? She's not a Catholic, you know, but she's my best friend." Unseen, the priest listened intently to the girl's plea. Then he spoke from behind the statue in his deep voice, "I'm sorry, but the picnic is for parishioners only." Little Janie was undaunted. "You be quiet, Jesus," she said crossly. "I'm talking to your mother." Of course, that is not very good theology, because we don't talk to Jesus or Mary. We talk to Jesus and Mary. So we're not, in the Catholic Church, either or. We're both and. Notice we are scripture and tradition. We are faith and works. We have the Bible and the sacraments. We have confession and communion. The Church has the fullness of revealed truth. And so it's not Jesus or Mary, it's Jesus and Mary. Jesus is our Lord and Savior. Mary is our spiritual mother. She was the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, and she is also our mother as well. So today, on the fourth Sunday of Advent, we see that the Church gives us the mystery of the Visitation. Our Lady visiting her cousin, St. Elizabeth, as a fourth Sunday reflection for us to prepare well for the birth of Christ, which we'll be celebrating in just a few days from now. Notice during Advent that the Church has given us readings about St. John the Baptist preparing us for the coming of Christ. But today the Church brings out the big guns, the Blessed Mother, St. Elizabeth. And these are the saints that we reflect upon today as we prepare for Christ at Christmas. So Our Lady, of course, is the greatest saint. She's the one that the Church gives us today on the fourth Sunday of Advent to think about. And notice what we see in our Blessed Mother. We see a life of love, a life of humble service. We see her visiting her elderly cousin Elizabeth. We see Mary's humility, her generosity, her obedience to God, and her faith. All these things are present when Our Lady went to visit her cousin, St. Elizabeth. Notice in today's Gospel, it says that immediately after Our Lady conceived Christ in her womb, she immediately went in haste to visit her cousin, Elizabeth. The angel Gabriel had told her that her once barren cousin, Elizabeth, who was well advanced in age, well beyond childbearing years, had conceived a son and was in her sixth month. Mary, the young cousin, knew that Elizabeth would need help, to need somebody to be there as a midwife, as somebody to take care of Elizabeth and to help with the birth of her son, who would be John the Baptist. So it says, immediately Our Lady traveled in haste to the hill country of Judah. This was not an easy journey. When I had the privilege of going to the Holy Land on two different occasions, on both times we went to this place in the hill country called An Karim. It's about 50 miles from Nazareth, and it is up in the hill country. And back 2,000 years ago, it would have been a very treacherous and difficult journey. But Our Lady went anyway. She didn't sit back and say, "Hey, I'm the Mother of God. I'm just going to sit at the house and not do anything." Instead, she says, "I'm going to take care of my elderly cousin. I'm going to visit her, take care of her needs." So she went into the hill country. And as soon as Mary greeted Elizabeth, something miraculous happens. John the Baptist leaps in his mother's womb. He is 6 months old, and yet he recognizes the presence of the Messiah. Isn't that a beautiful thought, to know that the first person ever to recognize the presence of the Messiah was an unborn child, a little six-month-old fetus in his mother's womb. Jesus was only 6 days in his mother's womb. That's how long it takes to walk by or take a donkey from Nazareth to Ankarim, about 6 days. So here we have a very interesting thing. We have the meeting of two mothers and the meeting of two unborn children. One unborn child is 6 days old, less than a week old, and that's Jesus in the womb of the Blessed Mother. The other child is 6 months old in his mother's womb, that's John the Baptist. The mother of Jesus is about 16 years old. Mary's about 16. Elizabeth is roughly 60. So we have a 16-year-old, a 60-year-old, a 6-day-old, and a 6-month-old. Very interesting, the meeting of the mothers and the meeting of the unborn children. Well, what is the miracle that takes place? The sanctification of John the Baptist. The church has always taught that at the moment of Our Lady's voice, John the Baptist leapt for joy in his mother's womb and was cleansed of original sin. This is when he was baptized. This is when John was freed from original sin. This is what Zechariah was told by the angel Gabriel, that your child will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. So John the Baptist was conceived in original sin, but the church tradition is that John was cleansed of original sin when he leapt for joy in his mother's womb. John could not speak, but he did have something. He had body language, and it was a dance for joy, just as David danced when the Ark of the Covenant came into his presence. The same word is used for John leaping and dancing in his mother's womb. We would call this a little Irish jig in his mother's womb, or in his case, a Yiddish jig, for John leapt for joy and was filled with the Holy Spirit. And notice Elizabeth is also filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with great joy. And she cries out in a great voice of praise, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Notice she praises Mary first. "Blessed are you among women." Out of all the billions of women that have ever lived or will ever live, Mary is the most blessed. And then she praises Jesus. "Blessed is the fruit of your womb." The fruit of the womb is sacred. The fruit of the womb is blessed. That's why the church believes that life begins at conception. Life begins in the womb. And all life is blessed. All life is sacred. We can say, "Blessed are the elderly. Blessed are the handicapped. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the unborn. Blessed is the fruit of the womb." Not only Mary's womb, but each woman's womb is blessed and sacred because it is producing a child made in the image and likeness of God. Blessed is the fruit of the womb. The fruit of the womb is not a curse or a burden. It is a gift. It is a blessing from God. And then Elizabeth says, "Well, how is this happening to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Here is this beautiful phrase, "the mother of the Lord," which means the mother of God. Mary is mother of God because her son Jesus Christ is truly Lord and truly God. Even though he's only 6 days old in his mother's womb, Mary calls him God. "The mother, who am I that the mother of my Lord should come unto me?" And then she revealed, "At the moment the sound of your voice reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." Remember when the angel Gabriel had told Zechariah that in his advanced age he would bear a son? He did not believe. And because of that, he was struck deaf and dumb. And so notice what Elizabeth says. "Mary, blessed are you who believed," unlike my deaf and dumb husband over here who did not believe, "you believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." So why is Mary blessed? Because of her faith. Elizabeth says, "Blessed are you who believed what was revealed would come true." So Mary today is given to us on this fourth Sunday of Advent as a woman of faith, a woman of obedience, who did the will of God. And then we see her as a woman of humility, a woman of love and service, who visited her cousin and showed us truly how to prepare well for Christ at Christmas. So we should ask ourselves those questions. Are we giving God humble service? Are we reaching out to others? Are we visiting the sick? Are we visiting the elderly? Do we know somebody that could use a visit? Do we know somebody in need? Are we responding like our Blessed Mother, with faith and obedience in lives of humble service? And that, of course, Our Lady is the greatest saint, the greatest person to help us prepare well for the birth of Christ at Christmas.